വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഇന്റർനെറ്റ് റേഡിയോ പ്രജ്ഞാവാണി.
ഹലോ എവരിവൺ, വെൽക്കം ബാക്ക്. ഐ എം ഉവൈസ് ഹസൻ ഖാൻ, അസിസ്റ്റന്റ് പ്രൊഫസർ ഓഫ് ലോ അറ്റ് നാഷണൽ ലോ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഒഡീസ. ആൻഡ് ദിസ് വീഡിയോ ഇസ് ബ്രോട്ട് ടു യു ബൈ ഒഡീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി. ഇൻ ദിസ് വീഡിയോ വി വുഡ് ബി ഡിസ്കസിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് മെയിൻ്റെനൻസ് ആസ് പെർ ഹിന്ദു ലോ ആൻഡ് ആസ് പെർ മുസ്ലിം ലോ. ഇൻ ഏർലിയർ വീഡിയോ വി ഹാവ് ഡിസ്കസ്ഡ് അബൌട്ട് ഡിവോഴ്സ് ആൻഡ് ദ പ്രൊസീജിയർ ദെയർ ഓഫ് ആസ് പെർ ഹിന്ദു ആൻഡ് മുസ്ലിം ലോ. Coming to maintenance, first we have to understand what is maintenance. There's one very basic definition of a maintenance which says maintenance is a recompense which could be monetary or otherwise paid for the purpose of support of life of an individual for sustaining his or her life with dignity, and it include provision for food, clothing, shelter, education and medicine also. In a family relationship, there are many parties who could be eligible for a maintenance. These include relations like minor child, wife, including divorced wife, and aged parents. In case of minor child, both boy and a girl can claim maintenance. But in case of unmarried daughter, even a major daughter can claim maintenance. But a major son cannot claim a maintenance from the father or the mother. Coming to the maintenance under Hindu law, we would be focusing on maintenance of wife and divorced wife. Relationship like minor child and aged parents, we are not covering as of now. In regard to maintenance of a wife or divorced wife, there are three kinds of maintenance as provided under Hindu law. The first kind is provided under Section 18 of Hindu Adoption and Maintenance Act, which provides maintenance during the subsistence of the marriage, and it only covers maintenance of the wife. So during the married life, if the husband is not maintaining the wife has an option to go under section 18 of Hindu Adoption and Maintenance Act 1956 to claim maintenance from the husband. This is the first category. Coming to second category, this category is known as maintenance pendentalite, and it can be claimed under section 24 of Hindu Marriage Act 1955. Maintenance pendentalite literally means maintenance during the pendency of a litigation. This can be claimed when a case has been filed by either husband or a wife against the other, and during the pendency of the claim or the case, the wife or the husband can claim maintenance. One thing new about Section 24 of Hindu Marriage Act is that both husband and wife can claim maintenance under this act, under this section. Unlike Section 18 of Hindu Adoption and Maintenance Act, where only wife can claim maintenance. The third and the last category of maintenance is called as permanent alimony under Section 25 of Hindu Marriage Act. This kind of alimony is provided when the case is decided, and it is provided for all times to come, unless there is a change of circumstances and petition to revise the maintenance order or decree has been filed by either one of the party. So these are the three categories of maintenance under Hindu law, which is provided for wife or a divorced wife and also a husband. Next is about maintenance under Muslim law. Under Muslim law, the maintenance is known as nifaqa, which is an Arabic word for maintenance. And it means things which are necessary to the support of life, such as food, clothing, medicine, education, etc. Under Muslim law, just like the way we have seen in the Hindu law, maintenance is also divided into two broad categories. The first category is maintenance during the subsistence of a marriage provided to a wife. And second is maintenance after divorce. Maintenance during marriage is an absolute right of the wife, and she can claim this maintenance from the husband irrespective of the fact whether she is having a property or not. Another thing you must know about maintenance under Muslim law, that only wife can claim maintenance from the husband. Husband can't claim maintenance from the wife. Unlike the way it is provided under Hindu Marriage Act 24 and 25 sections, where even a husband can claim maintenance from the wife. Coming to the second category of maintenance under Hindu Muslim law is the maintenance after divorce. Maintenance after divorce is one of the most controversial and contentious issue under Muslim law, primarily because of the fact that Muslim law provides maintenance only during the iddat period. As per Muslim law, marriage is a civil contract. Once it is broken through a divorce, There is no mutual rights and responsibility of the parties towards each other. So, a husband in a Muslim law is only bound to provide maintenance to a divorced wife during the period of iddat, which is 3 months, 10 days. And after iddat period, wife cannot claim maintenance from the husband. This provision of Muslim law has been a part of controversy. In the case of Shahabanu Begum versus Muhammad Ahmad Khan, AIR 1985 Supreme Court, it was decided by the Honorable Supreme Court that even a divorced Muslim wife can claim maintenance beyond iddat period under the provision of Section 125 of the CRPC. As Section 125 of the CRPC is a secular provision, and irrespective of your religion, you can claim benefit of the section. After this judgment, a legislation was passed to nullify the effect of this judgment. The name of the legislation is Muslim Women Protection of Rights and Divorce Act 1986. According to this act tried to nullify the judgment by saying under Section 30 that a divorced Muslim woman is entitled for maintenance only during the iddat period and she can't claim afterward. But as per different interpretation of the Section 3 of this act of 1986, the present interpretation goes like this, as per Daniel Latifi versus Union of India Supreme Court judgment, that although Muslim divorced women can claim maintenance during the iddat period, but the maintenance should be of the nature that it will provide her subsistence even beyond the iddat period. So although the Muslim husband is supposed to provide maintenance during the 3 month, 10 days, which is the iddat period, but the amount should be of such a nature that can sustain her even beyond the iddat period. So it would not be like that you are paying 5,000 or 10,000 per month for 3 months and this is it. You are supposed to pay an amount which is big enough that can cover even beyond that period. So this is the present position regarding maintenance of a divorced Muslim woman. The last part of today's lecture is about maintenance under a Special Marriage Act. Just like Hindu Marriage Act, under Special Marriage Act also, there are two categories of maintenance. One is given in Section 36, which talks about maintenance pendant alight, which means maintenance during the pendency of the litigation. So if the case is going on for 6 months or 12 months, during that period, the wife can claim maintenance pendant alight from the husband. And then we have Section 37, second category of maintenance under the Special Marriage Act, which is known as permanent alimony. The permanent alimony is claimed once the case is finally decided and it goes for the all time to come, unless there's an application to modify the order because of the change in circumstances. So this was all about maintenance in a very brief and crisp fashion about in Hindu law, in Muslim law, and the Special Marriage Act. You can check your progress by attempting various multiple choice questions and long answer questions given in your self-learning material. In our next video, we would be discussing about adoption. Thank you so much.